Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
But we're back. We're talking with Dr. Caroline Cederquist about her book, The MD Factor Diet. And I must admit, when I first saw the book, because it's got a picture of you on there as a medical doctor, that I thought it would related to be, you know, I thought it had something to do with medicine, I mean, in the sense that, you know, MD is a medical doctor. But really, you're talking about metabolic dysfunction. Yeah. And I'm wondering, you say that people can really notice a big difference in 2 weeks. What do people need to do if they to get results and to start speeding up their metabolism?
Well, the symptoms of metabolism dysfunction, which we put in the quiz and is also available online for your listeners who want to see, well, what is she even talking about? You can go to mdfactor.com and be able to get on the quiz. But we ask certain symptoms, people who have cravings for sugars and sweets even after a meal. But one of the other things that people will find is that they'll get weak and shaky if they were to miss a meal or go too long without eating. Other symptoms are, you know, waking up in the morning without really having any appetite, no hunger, because insulin levels are high in the morning when they're not supposed to be. We're only supposed to have elevated insulin levels after we eat. So there's a whole constellation of symptoms that people can have that we have found correlated to lab results. And what we have found is if we can get our patients onto a meal plan that includes the regular intake of lean protein, so we're giving our patients protein at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not all at once at the dinner meal, which is so commonly done. You know, primarily our breakfasts are high carbohydrate, toast and, you know, juice and fruit and cereal with no protein. Well, we find the regular intake of lean protein and then having the right balance of healthy carbs and healthy fats can really make a lot of that blood sugar stabilized, because it's the fluctuation of sugar up and sugar down that actually can induce hunger and act as an appetite stimulant. So I find that in as quick as a week or in 2 weeks, my patients, who often are adults over the age of 55, many of them have medical issues, like they're being treated for heart disease, diabetes, kidney issues. You know, we can't give them a diet pill and let that take care of the problem. Right. We still have to get control of the hunger, and we can often do it with the right balance of nutrients, and that is very freeing. It's very hard to stick to a reduced-calorie meal plan if you're starving or craving sugar.
Dr. Cederquist, I want to ask you, what kind of results have you gotten with your patients?
Well, I've been in practice doing this for 18 years, and we get very, very good results. Now, of course, our patients are all individuals. We see children. Our oldest patient is 90, you know, so we see across the entire board. Many of my patients are on many medications. Some are at none at all. But we really specialize in women who've had weight gain with hormone change, who will say, since menopause, I haven't been able to lose an ounce, even though I exercise twice as much and eat half as much as I used to. We really see a great improvement because, again, this metabolic dysfunction increases with age and it flies under the radar. What we have to remember is that the old food guide pyramid that really stressed that a healthy diet was 6 to 11 servings of carbohydrate. That was the base of the food guide pyramid, which many of us took to be breads and cereals and grain, and that was part of a lot of the food marketing, at least in the United States. I don't know if so much in Canada. But we have really taken that that's the cornerstone of a really healthy diet. That was based on good nutritional data of 18-year-old male military recruits. Mm-hmm. Very physically active men with high levels of testosterone. That doesn't work for the 60-year-old woman who has gone through menopause and has never had that level of muscle mass.
So, you know, you talk in your book about people that have lost 135 pounds. There's some testimonials in there, you know, over, you know, a fairly short period of time. Is that all based on, you know, following your program of eating?
Well, yes, it's based upon the meal plan, but one thing, of course, to remember is I am a doctor, and so with all of my patients, I'm also able to look at them individually and determine that you are deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, and you need a higher level than other people. This medication that you're taking is one that directly aggravates your condition and leads to weight gain. Yeah. Let's get with your doctors and see if we could switch for something else. So certainly working with people in a very comprehensive manner and treating weight problems as the complex issue that they are really allows us to get where we need to go. Since I am a medical doctor, I might use medication in an individual patient if their metabolism dysfunction or insulin resistance is still present even after they follow the meal plan, because sometimes that does happen, that it's so strong that we need stronger things. And all of that is really outlined in the book. So certainly somebody who is not familiar with it could take the quiz, get the book, follow it. Many people will get great results, but they could also bring it to their doctor and say, you know, can you test me? Can you run this test, this hemoglobin A1C, which is an inexpensive test that would show that the cells are still sugar-coated. Would you consider treating me with one of these medicines that might be helpful and an adjunct to that type of treatment?
You mention, or you talk in your book about some of the vitamins and mineral deficiencies that people have that have this metabolic disorder. What are the most common deficiencies?
They are magnesium deficiency, vitamin B12, and vitamin D. Now, what's really interesting is I practice in as close to the southern tip of Florida as you can almost get. And you are in Canada.
Way up north, yeah.
Yes, and we see every day significant vitamin D deficiency.
Interesting.
Now, part of that is as people get older, they don't absorb the vitamin D through the skin, because that's where most of us will make our own vitamin D. But also many people need to avoid the sun because of skin cancer and various things. But also people who are overweight will sequester the vitamin D, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, into their fat cells, so it's not available in the bloodstream. So we pick up quite a bit of vitamin D deficiency, and several studies have shown that if you bring someone from a vitamin D deficiency state to a normal level, you could improve insulin resistance, which I'm calling metabolism dysfunction, by 21 to 60%. That's really significant.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, with something like just making sure that you're on enough vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, so it is something that we don't recommend people take high doses and have no medical supervision. Some people will correct immediately and then need to lower their dose, whereas other people may need a higher dose. So if I have anyone who's considering taking more than 2,000 IUs, you know, anyone out there in the audience, follow up with your doctor, have your vitamin D level checked.
You mentioned magnesium, and we don't hear about that very often.
No, and it is one of the things that we often find low, and we correct it, people feel great, because the symptoms of low magnesium are irritability, constipation, muscle spasms, muscle cramps, Charlie horses, a lot of the symptoms that people just assume, this is just because I'm getting older. Everything kind of hurts, my digestive tract is slowing down, but it's often magnesium deficiency. Now, many people have magnesium deficiency because they take medicines which deplete magnesium. We're knowing that a lot of the medicines that block acid, like everyone seems to be on acid pills, Prevacid and all these types of things, that actually blocks magnesium. And over the years, there's been less magnesium in the soil. So even organic tomatoes now have less magnesium than organic tomatoes did 30 years ago due to some depletion issues. So many people will become low in magnesium. We also know if someone is very, very stressed, which a lot of us are, we actually will lose magnesium in the urine, which is hard to replace. So it's very, very common to pick up this low magnesium, and when we replace it, people say, oh my gosh, you know, these aches and pains are better, or my bowels are working properly. And look at that, weight is starting to get better as well.
Dr. Cedarquist, we're out of time. Why don't you tell people where about the book and where they can get it?
The name of the book is The MD Factor Diet. It is definitely available on Amazon.com. Is that able to be shipped to Canada? You guys
yes,
have Amazon?
Yes, yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably the easy way to get it. If you go to the MD Factor Diet, you can get it right on there, and it outlines the tests I normally run, which are inexpensive tests that your doctors can run for you. You don't need a fancy lab. Outlines the vitamins and minerals and the meal plans and all the suggestions right in the book.
Dr. Cedarquist, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Reg Fair, our producer, and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. Thank you to our guests, and thank you for listening this week.